Quantum by Manjeet Kumar, continued, Disc 7.
Chapter 8. The Quantum Magician. On a quantum theoretical reinterpretation of kinematics and mechanical relations was the paper that everyone had been waiting for and some had hoped to write. The editor of the Zeitschrift für Physik received it on 29th of July, 1925. In the preamble, that scientists call an abstract, the author boldly stated his ambitious plan: to establish a basis for theoretical quantum mechanics founded exclusively on relationships between quantities which, in principle, are observable. Some 15 pages later, his goal achieved, Werner Heisenberg had laid the foundations for the physics of the future. Who was this young German wunderkind, and how had he succeeded where all others had failed? Werner Karl Heisenberg was born on 5th of December 1901 in Würzburg, Germany. He was 8 when his father was appointed to the country's only professorship of Byzantine philology at Munich University, and the family moved to the Bavarian capital. For Heisenberg and his brother Erwin, almost 2 years older, home became a spacious apartment in the fashionable suburb of Schwabing on the northern outskirts of the city. They attended the prestigious Maximilians Gymnasium, where Max Planck had been a student 40 years earlier. It was also the school where their grandfather was now in charge. If the staff were tempted to treat the headmaster's grandsons more leniently than other pupils, then they quickly discovered there was no need. "He has an eye for what is essential and never gets lost in details," Werner's first-year teacher reported. "His thought processes in grammar and mathematics operate rapidly, and usually without mistakes." August Heisenberg's father, forever the teacher, devised all manner of intellectual games for Werner and Erwin. In particular, he always encouraged mathematical games and problem-solving. Pitting one brother against the other as they raced to solve them, it was evident that Werner was the more mathematically talented. Around the age of 12, he started learning calculus and asked his father to get him maths books from the university library. Seeing this as an opportunity to improve his son's grasp of languages, he started supplying him with books written in Greek and Latin. It was the beginning of Werner's fascination with the work of the Greek philosophers. Then came the First World War and the end of Heisenberg's comfortable and secure world.